What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. And we're going to take one more phone call, then we're going to close the lines for a bit because I do have a lot of news to get through today. Dustin in New Jersey, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. Hey, Mike, if you ever donate your body to science, you're going to find your brain has got a lot of weight to it because you're a very smart man.
Oh, well, thank you very much. And, I do plan on donating my body to science when I die because I figure medical students can always use a good laugh.
Yeah, you got critical thinking skills, which it's sad to say less than half of this country don't have. The Congress and Senate don't have. The last couple presidents don't have.
Unfortunately, our leaders are not chosen for their intelligence, just for how well they're able to lie to the public.
Yeah, was it Gerald Celente who said it's show business for ugly people, isn't it?
Yes, he did. And that's a good description for it, show business for ugly people.
Hey, Mike, on Russia, now the second bomb, they're saying, well, the theory is the second bomb didn't go off because supposedly they jammed the cell phone signals. That's possible, right?
Yeah, it's definitely possible. And if they were aware that a cell phone was being used to trigger it, all they need to do is basically shut off the nearby cell towers or have a portable jammer. The danger with using a jammer is you might inadvertently produce the signal that sets the bomb off. So I would tend to suggest more than likely is that Russia has a system similar to that in the U.S. where the police can shut off cell towers in an area around what they're doing, so that people can't be sending out embarrassing pictures or texts about what's going on.
Yeah, I really think this was orchestrated because there's just too much happening against Russia. You know, it's following that pattern. You know, you got to follow the pattern, and it's just a convenient time where Putin was in St. Petersburg at that particular time, right? So
yeah,
how would
they
know he's... Oh, go ahead.
No, I was I don't think Putin made any secret of the fact he was going to St. Petersburg. It's his hometown. It was probably, announced in the media that he was going to make that trip, just the way that we hear in our media that the president is planning to head down to his southern White House in Florida, or he's heading out to meet with somebody here or there. And so there's usually some advance notice about where the president of either country is going to be going. So I don't think there's anything there. But as far as orchestrated from outside, yes, the Russian security services are looking for two more people, and apparently they're concerned that this is an organized terror group operating in Russia, centered on Moscow, and that they have other suicide bombers ready to go. and it may not even be a real suicide bomber. The way that you can set this up is you just find some patsy and you just say, here, I need you to deliver this package over there, and when you get on back, I'll give you 50 rubles or whatever it's going to be. And I think Israel has certainly manufactured some suicide bombers that way. We know that before the London tube bombing, the 772 bombing, there were people going through the Muslim community of London hiring actors for the security drill that just happened to be taking place at the exact same time and location as the actual bombing was eventually carried out. So all they needed to do was say, we're going to pay you to play a Muslim terrorist, and you're going to get a backpack with a fake bomb. Don't worry about it. And you are just to go sit here and see if the security services can detect you and disarm the bomb. And then, of course, they find out way too late that the bomb was actually real.
It's just sad how you notice how, I don't know if you talked about this yet, how nobody lit anything up last night. I know that's symbolic, but that goes to show you this oligarchy, plutocracy, where they don't care about people. They don't. They only care their own power, and the media goes along with it, either partial get paid off, and the other are like cultists, the worshippers of the state, you know, the worshippers of this oligarchy, you know. But, you know, I think Israel lit up something, but that was it. No Paris Eiffel Tower, no, you know, no.
Yeah, where's the Je suis St. Petersburg? Again, it looks like it's and it follows the pattern of terrorist acts to destabilize society, make the population think the government can't take care of them as part of that destabilization leading to a regime change. And so that's where that seems to be going. Anyway, listen, Dustin, going to let you go. Going to get back onto the news. We're going to close the phone lines for a while. And getting on back to the St. Petersburg bombing, no sympathy in the American press. And instead, what we're getting from the corporate media in the United States and in Europe is that Putin did this himself. He's bombing his own people. After all, Assad is gassing his own people, so Putin is bombing his own people. And apparently, Luis Mensch, who has a reputation as Russia Insider's secret internet girlfriend, and she's also a vice president at News Corp, came on out and said Putin would nail bomb his own mother. I mean, that's ridiculous. Then she follows up and says that Putin was behind the assassination of Vitaly Churkin. Boy, talk about conspiracy theories. Oh, my goodness here. Newsweek is actually out there saying that Putin is secretly behind every single terrorist attack in Russia. We're going to do a quick shout-out to our on-air affiliates just now rejoining the network. Now, Donald Trump called Vladimir Putin, expressed sympathy for the tragedy, and is offering his assistance in dealing with this terrorist group. And this is another indicator that what Donald Trump is trying to do and what the machinery of government around him are doing are two separate things. And as I said yesterday, it puts Trump in a bind. He can't very well stand up and say these government agencies are refusing my orders, because the Democrats would say, see, he's an ineffective leader, therefore we need to invoke the 25th Amendment and get rid of him. Now, down in Syria, Damascus troops have captured another strategic town in Hama, and apparently it was a major defeat for al-Nusra. Now, remember, we're seeing this weird chain of events following Tillerson's announcement that the Syrian people, if Assad were to win the next election, that Donald Trump doesn't have a problem with Assad staying on as leader of Syria. Now, this is a major roadblock to the dollarification agenda for the Middle East. Remember, General Wesley Clark blew the whistle on this back in 2005 and said, there's this list of countries that the U.S. is going to regime change in order to shackle their oil to the U.S. dollar. Syria was on the list. Iran's the last one on the list. And now, all of a sudden, Trump is saying the regime change agenda is now off. And we're actually in Syria to try and get the terrorists. Now, obviously, the old guard still wants to break Syria up. They want to create the new Kurdistan. They want to Balkanize Syria. But, Tillerson said, if Assad wins his election, the Trump administration does not have a problem with him remaining as president. And so it doesn't make sense that right after that, that Assad would gas his own people again. It just does not make any sense at all. There's no reason for him to do it, and hundreds of reasons for him not to. Now, Nikki Haley, the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, is definitely reading from a different script, because she's up there saying, we have no love for Assad. We've made that very clear. He's been a hindrance to peace for a long time. I'm sorry, who's bombing Syria? Who was arming the terrorists? Who was smuggling weapons out of Libya to give to ISIS and Al-Qaeda in Syria? I don't think Assad was the hindrance to peace. But she's out there just fully on the attack. And first of all, this is not the normal behavior you expect to see from an ambassador who is supposed to be diplomatic. And clearly, Nikki Haley, what she is saying, I don't think that's coming from Donald Trump, not based on what Tillerson said. And more to the point, the rest of the world is now getting a clear message as to how badly fractured and factionalized the U.S. government is right now, to the point where it really can't function. If there was a nation out there seriously interested in attacking us, This would be a good time to do it. Over at Russia Today, they're reporting on U.S. plans to balkanize Syria under this Kurdish pretext. And that's basically what it is. Oh, we must have an independent Kurdistan. Not really your business. And if you look at that part of the world, going back through history, the imperialist powers have a bad habit of constantly redrawing the borders to suit their own ends. Another article on the same general theme from Global Research up in Canada. The U.S. war strategy is to destroy, partition, occupy, and control. Break it up into little tiny pieces that are easy to bully around. And that's what they're trying to do to the countries in the Middle East. Now, as I said before, the Trump administration's saying that Assad can stay on if he wins his election does signal a reversal of the Obama-era policy in Syria, which was Assad must go, Assad must go, Assad must go. And everybody who's still pushing that agenda is clearly one of the Obama holdovers. And one of the biggest mistakes that Donald Trump made was attempting to be magnanimous in victory and keeping some of these people on. It was his most serious mistake. It may eventually prove to be fatal to his administration that he did that. He shouldn't have. He should have scraped it all out and brought in new people, as many from outside the political arena as possible, so they're not compromised with prior relationships or other linkages. They're not being blackmailed. They're not being bribed. He needs clean people in there, and that means people who are not politicians. He needs people in there who actually know how to get things done. So we're getting on back to this latest claim. They're bringing back the Syria gas. Assad is gassing his own people. And now they're saying the hospital that was treating the victims has been bombed. And they're insisting it was an airstrike. Therefore, it had to be the Syrian government or the Russians who did this horrible, horrible thing. And BBC is out there carrying this as absolute, incontrovertible fact, except for one problem. Witnesses on the ground are saying there's no indication that there was an aerial bombardment. There were no warplanes overhead. This was a chemical weapon bomb lobbed in on some kind of an improvised mortar, and that matches past cases where the Syrian rebels were using chemical weapons to frame on Bashar al-Assad. And, of course, the corporate media and the BBC are going to the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. Now, the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights is run out of a one-bedroom home in Coventry, England. The guy who runs the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, it's a one-man operation. He hasn't been in Syria for 12 years. And his day job is he makes and sells T-shirts. And yet this guy is held up as the definitive authority for what's going on in Syria. He's basically a propaganda laundry. And there's a lot of them out there. Organizations that are set up that claim to be observatories or independent this or independent that, and they put out the propaganda so the corporate media can say, well, according to the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, Bashar al-Assad tap dances barefoot on his shag carpeting. Horror of horrors. So let's look back in history. Back in 2014, the U.S. was claiming Assad was using chemical weapons on his own people. A research team from MIT took a look at this, the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, and said this couldn't possibly be because the range of the improvised rocket was too short to have been launched from government-controlled areas. And folks, Syria doesn't need to make improvised rockets. Only the rebels do. Now, back in 2013, there was another claim that Assad had gassed his own people. And the United Nations, when they went to investigate, all the witnesses said it was the Syrian rebels who did it. And the corporate media said, oh, Assad did it, Assad did it. Assad used sarin gas on his own Alawite supporters, right in front of the UN chemical weapons inspectors on the very day that they arrived. Really? What was Assad's motive for doing something that stupid?
I don't know. Because he's a weird guy? Maybe?
To find out if you're being lied to, look for what should be there and isn't. And what wasn't there back in 2013 was a reason for Assad to carry out a chemical weapon attack on his own supporters. Just as today, there is no reason for Assad to carry out a chemical attack on civilians only days after getting a seal of approval for continuing as president of Syria from the Trump administration. This is obviously a false flag to try and roll that back. By the way, the Syrian government has announced that they have located one of the terrorist chemical weapons depots in Idlib and destroyed it. And as that caller mentioned, Syria surrendered all of their chemical weapons in that Russian brokered deal. And nobody has any proof that they still have any of them whatsoever. It's the rebels who have the weapons and the motive to use them. Now then, let's talk about what's going on in Yemen, because they're getting a little bit lost in all the noise, the Sturm und Drang here. A while back, the United States gave Saudi Arabia white phosphorus weapons. Now, these are banned under international law for any purpose other than generating smoke or illumination at night. When these weapons are used against humans, against the residential areas, they cause massive fire, massive burns. If that white phosphorus gets on you, it burns and continues to burn even as it digs into your body. It is a horrific weapon. Its use is considered a war crime, and you can't even put it out with water. It'll burn you right down to the bone. So the question is now, we know that Saudis are using banned chemical weapons in Yemen, including white phosphorus. Are they using the weapons the U.S. provided? And if they are, then isn't the U.S. guilty of the war crime under that same logic the gun grabbers have of when somebody commits a crime with a gun that you manufactured, you bear the guilt? Well, if the U.S. gave Saudi Arabia white phosphorus and Saudi Arabia used that white phosphorus on Yemen, on the people of Yemen, then both Saudi Arabia and the United States are guilty of war crimes. Now, as that earlier caller mentioned, yeah, there is a major ramp up of the booga booga. Get you scared, get you afraid. Lithuania has now come on out saying that Russia is just 24 hours away from war, that Putin could mobilize the army in just one day. Remember back when they were selling us that story about Saddam's nuclear weapons, and phony Tony Blair was up there saying that Saddam could attack London in just 45 minutes. You don't have time to think about this. Just be afraid. That's what they're doing. And again, look for what should be there and isn't. What isn't there is a reason for Russia to go to war over Europe. Europe is a mess. Its economy is on the edge of collapse. It's been flooded with all kinds of refugees who are just straining the system to the breaking point. Putin has enough problems taking care of Russia. He doesn't need the headache of Europe. He doesn't need the headache of the United States. He is not going to attack us. All of the military preparations Russia is making is because the United States and NATO have parked a huge invasion force along the border with Russia. And they're just looking for an excuse. We know who the aggressor is in this latest run-up to a world war. And I know you don't like the idea that we're the bad guys, but this time, we are the bad guys. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin, and to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high quality, all natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to StoneCityFarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's StoneCityFarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home. Spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, like I said, the booga booga is ramping up. The Russians are coming to get you. The North Koreans are coming to get you. And, The corporate media is pounding this story that came out on NBC yesterday, where NBC claims to have an anonymous high-level North Korean defector who says that Kim Jong-un is ready to attack the United States of America with nuclear weapons. So, more booga booga. This is another version of Saddam has nukes. Saddam is getting ready to come get you, only this one is Kim Jong-un. Now, North Korea, or for that matter, any nuclear-armed nation, has nuclear weapons to deter invasion. That's what you have them. They're very expensive. And you build them so that anybody trying to invade your country and take it away from you will pay a very heavy price for it. You don't throw away that deterrent casually. Many nations have nuclear weapons, but do not use them. The sole exception being the United States of America. So why would North Korea throw away its best defense against a U.S. invasion while inviting a U.S. attack in the process. They're not going to do that. Are we being set up for a new false flag? Is the U.S. going to set off a big bomb someplace where it's harmless and claim North Korea missed their intended target? Think about all the wars started with lies. Saddam's nukes, Assad's sarin, torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin, Spanish mine in Havana Harbor, Lusitania not smuggling weapons to Britain, Pearl Harbor a surprise, 9/11, and so forth. This is just more of the same. And they're definitely ramping this stuff up here. Apparently, the House has voted to label North Korea as a state sponsor of terror amid rising tensions of the nation's nuclear weapons program. They're just throwing around that label, state sponsor of terror. We don't like them. All right, declare them a state sponsor of terror. They haven't actually been caught committing an act of terror. It's just another way to demonize them so that Americans who are not paying attention to how the government lies are going to say, oh, they're a state sponsor of terror. Oh, they must be bad. Yes, they're bad people. Here, take my money. Take the life of my child. Save me from the evil North Koreans. We're going to go ahead and grab a phone call. Glenn in Philadelphia. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Russia may be able to attack in one day, but we can process your online mortgage application in less than 12 hours. Now's the opportunity. Seize the day. Become a homeowner before going out in a blaze of glory.
Yes, absolutely there. Yes, Russia could mobilize very quickly. They could carry out a very fast attack. So can the United States of America. I'm sure that Putin, like any world leader, has a tremendous ego. And he goes to sleep at night dreaming of future generations of Russian school children having to memorize his name and his birthday and see his face on the coinage, the currency, and the postage stamps. So he's not going to let Russia get destroyed without a really, really good reason, or risk Russia being destroyed without a really good reason.
Yeah, you know, absolutely. And as to Warhawk McCain, you know, I would love to research the Forrestal thing and find out exactly how many men died. They transferred him to another ship because they were afraid the crew was going to keelhaul him. Plus he was, Songbird McCain. So I would love to go to a public McCain speaking event and hold up a sign that says, four or however many, eight or however men on the Forrestal died because of Wet Start Johnny.
There's a lot of stuff online. They actually found and published some of the audio recordings he made for North Vietnam, saying that yes, America was the invader, and again, he should have been tried for treason at that point. But we have this protected establishment. Admiral McCain was good buddy with Israel. Admiral McCain was the one who was in charge of the cover up of USS Liberty's attack. Israel's attack on the USS Liberty. He's the one who went on in there and made sure that the official story of an accident was the accepted history. All right, we got to take a break for commercials. Thank you for the phone call. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And it is now official. The House Intelligence Committee has requested Susan Rice to testify. And the big question everybody is asking now is, will she plead the fifth? Or will she seek an immunity deal? Or will she get very, very depressed and drop a barbell on her own throat? Or go for a long walk in Fort Marcy Park? You know how fragile these people can be when things aren't going well. All righty, we're going to take another phone call. Richard in Washington State, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, for starters, I want to commend you on your eloquence and in command of the English language.
Well, thank you.
And the second is, I have two issues in regards to Pearl Harbor.
Yes.
I spent 4 years in the Navy, and what it is they break the duty section down in three or four sections, and on the weekends, there'll be like one section duty on duty.
Yes.
Okay. So this is in regards to there was some men here on the 50th anniversary of Pearl Harbor. in Yakima, Washington, and this is on a local news broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
And these men said that the night before Pearl Harbor, the EM Club had an open bar. In other words, free drinks.
Mm-hmm.
And they were very adamant about it. There was about five or six of them, and they were in front of the camera. And they were very adamant about this point. And they said, you know, that they had an open bar that night, and they were set up. I mean, this was like in the 91. So these people are probably either dead or close to it by now. But
yeah.
They were very adamant about getting this point across, and I was very impressed by it. And now to get back to the duty section, what it is, they brought bombers in about the time that the Japanese attacked to confuse the radar operators. In the Navy, if you have any ships coming in or anything like that, it's usually done during the week when you have three or four sections on duty.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have that stuff coming in on a weekend when there's just one section duty.
So that's interesting.
Two places there. Yes, yes, and I wanted to make that point because I wanted to get out. And it's significant. It was an inside job.
Oh, there's no question about
Definitely.
It. We had the daughter of Admiral Kimmel was a guest on our show a few years back, and she shared some insights about how Admiral Kimmel, in hindsight, realized he'd been set up and made a scapegoat. And, of course, both he and General Short were restored to rank, but posthumously. So these gentlemen went to their graves not knowing that their reputation would be revived later on. But, yeah, at this point, not only did Roosevelt know the attack was coming, he had spent all of 1941 goading the Japanese into it, following this eight-step plan created by Office of Naval Intelligence Lieutenant Commander Arthur H. McCollum. And having the opportunity to live here on Oahu, I've looked at the Pearl Harbor story, and I've been able to personally verify much of it as to what was going on. I mean, all of the new ships, the carriers, and their high-speed escorts were out of the harbor, off to the southwest, and all that was sitting in Pearl Harbor were these older ships that were basically on the edge of being junk. In fact, the USS Utah, which was the Arizona's sister ship, had already been taken off combat status and was being used as an artillery training ship. And so they basically left behind stuff that they could afford to lose.
Yeah, and they had a lot of fast cruisers they sent out, too.
Yes.
Out of range of the Japanese.
That's right. I think I'm going to share one more thing with you, and then I need to get back to the news here. I think one of the most interesting aspects of it is that Admiral Kimmel was running a training exercise to the northwest of Hawaii right in the path of the oncoming Japanese fleet. It was called Task Force 29, I think. And Roosevelt literally got on the phone to Admiral Kimmel and said, "You bring those ships back to port right now." This was on Saturday. He said, "You bring them back right now. No explanation." And Kimmel did what he was told to do. And if that training exercise had continued where it was, they would have discovered the Japanese fleet before they were in position to launch the air attack. So, yeah, there's all kinds of giveaways there. We've confirmed that radio intercept stations here in Hawaii and even on the SS Lurline, which was the Matson's passenger ship, were intercepting the Japanese fleet's radio transmissions. They were not maintaining radio silence, as we're always told. Anyway, listen, Richard, thank you for sharing that with me. I think I met one of those gentlemen from Yakima before that big get-together. He was actually here in Hawaii, and we just ran into him down at Pearl Harbor, and he was sharing some stuff with us. I forget his name, but I remember he said, "We're going to this big 50th anniversary thing in Yakima, Washington."
Okay.
Okay? All right, well, thank you. Thank you very much. We're going to let you go here. Get on back to the news. All righty. So, getting on back to North Korea, Tillerson is going to chair a UN meeting on the North Korean nuclear program. And basically, we have Nikki Haley is still out there saying that we need to go on in and make sure North Korea doesn't have nuclear weapons. We need to push it forward. And she's out there agitating for war. And it's a question of you know, whose side is she on? And that's bolstered by this story that came out of 12160.info, where Nikki Haley is still out there saying Russia was certainly involved in the 2016 elections, even as Adam Schiff says there's no evidence to back it up, even as Fox News is admitting there's no evidence to back it up. And she's still out there pushing the war hawk propaganda. Trump needs to clean house, and he needs to do it right now. Getting on back to your daily dose, or in this case, it's an overdose of Booga Booga, a pro-ISIS group draws up kill list of U.S. targets and threatens Donald Trump. And they're just pouring this stuff on out there. ISIS came out with another video that was discovered by the usual suspects. And what's going on here is the Democrats, Obama, Susan Rice, Hillary Clinton, are desperate to bury the Obamagate story. And they are clearly trying to flood the news with all kinds of distractions. Gas attack, Russia terrorist bombing. Next, they're going to claim they finally captured a UFO or something silly like that. But they are feeling desperate and cornered, and that is what makes them dangerous. Apparently, Israeli forces have opened fire at civilian homes in Khan Yunis, eastern part of the city, south to the Gaza Strip, and apparently just opened fire and caused extensive damage to a number of houses. Now, they didn't actually hit any people, amazingly enough. But apparently, this is just part of Israel's continuing collective punishment of the Palestinians for daring to be Palestinians. All right, let's talk about the economic news, because that is not good at all. Story coming out of Zero Hedge. 2017 retail bankruptcies soar to great recession highs. Why don't we skip the euphemism and say great recession or greatest recession or great, great recession and say what it really is? We're in a depression. We have been for a while. The only reason most people don't know it is because the government and the corporate media are lying to us about various economic indicators. They're still claiming we have a 5% unemployment rate when we have more than 90 million Americans willing and able to work who cannot find a job. We're seeing iconic stores going out of business. Sears is probably not going to be here to the end of the year. Ralph Lauren just closed its flagship store on Fifth Avenue in order to cut costs. Now, over in Europe, to add to their woes, the euro is being seen as less and less stable. And because of the instability of the euro, because they're trying to cover their debt crisis the same way the Federal Reserve is. They're just cranking them up out of thin air. So apparently a survey of reserve managers at 80 central banks, according to the Financial Times, they're switching from the euro to the pound sterling as their primary reserve currency. And that is a significant development. Now, Israel has started exporting Palestinian gas to the European Union. Israel has signed a $4 billion agreement to sell gas extracted from the Palestinian seashore to the European Union. They're doing the same thing to Palestine that they're doing to Syria and the Golan Heights. They're stealing oil and gas that does not belong to them and selling it. But if you talk about it, then you're a dirty, filthy anti-Semite who wants Hitler to come back and gas the Jewish babies in the ovens. Now, Iceland's bankers are filing an appeal to the European Court of Human Rights. Even though Iceland is not part of the European Union, but they're trying to go to that court and claim that they were simply scapegoated in the aftermath of the 2008 mortgage-backed security fraud. Now, they have been arrested, tried, convicted of economic fraud, and they want to get on out because you're not supposed to jail bankers. It's against the rules that we just made up. Bankers can do whatever they want and not be arrested. Over in Dallas, as you know, they've got a major, major problem with their police pension program. Like so many other pensions, it was defunded during the collapse of the mortgage-backed security fraud in 2008. And Dallas Mayor Mike Rawlings had originally supported a plan for a massive taxpayer bailout of the police pension. Now he's changed his mind and pulled it back because apparently he's not trusting the numbers he's seeing. And he's basically talking about taxpayers guaranteeing and funding the pensions of phantom employees. So he's pulled his support on that one. Now, Donald Trump is taking aim at the H-1B visa program, which supposedly allows American companies to hire highly skilled, highly trained workers from other countries and bring them here. Now, from the corporation's point of view, this is advantageous because workers coming from foreign countries don't demand the same high salaries that similarly skilled Americans do. And they have abused the program and brought these skilled workers to the United States to take the jobs away from American workers. We've seen these stories time and time again. Even Disneyland got hit with this one, where their IT workers are told they have to train their H-1B replacements, and then they're out of a job. And Trump is now taking aim at that and saying we have to prioritize American workers who have the qualifications to get the jobs first, and only when those skilled workers are exhausted should we allow H-1B visas. So he's keeping that campaign promise as well. Now, over at the EU, on top of central banks deciding that the euro is no longer dependable, the European Commission is looking at a huge budget crisis. Juncker is looking at over 200 billion pound deficit. And that's one of the reasons why they don't want Britain to go, because, frankly, for the last several years, it is only Britain and Germany who have the economy to keep the whole system propped up. And Britain is now leaving. They've begun the process of the Brexit. And now we're starting to hear talk in Germany. They want out. They're tired of working to prop up these other failed economies, especially when they realize the reason these economies are failing are the predations of that European Central Bank. So they're looking at an economic crisis over there. All right, we're going to go ahead and grab two phone calls real quick. Herman in Georgia, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi. How you doing?
Doing all right.
All right. I'm the one that emailed you on January 27th about Alex Jones, where he often gets too emotional, out of control, and erupts his guests so often.
Mm-hmm.
Today I was listening to him, and it was, I forget about the person, it was in the White House staff somewhere he was talking about. But anyway, he actually started swearing, taking the gloves off, and that kind of talk shouldn't be on radio or cable.
He's going to get his broadcasters in serious trouble, you know, because we have to watch that. Listen, I don't want to turn this show into a let's gang up on Alex Jones. Because you know, Alex and I disagree on certain things. Actually, the only thing we really disagree on is Israel. But I do carry a lot of his material on my website here. And, you know, the reality is that 10 years ago, Alex Jones got me my start in talk radio. So, you know, I'm always going to have very warm, fuzzy feelings about him for that. But I don't want to pound on him in his show. It's his show, and he can do what he wants, okay?
Yes, right. But I would hope that we don't lose his avenue, because that's an avenue for other people to get news. And I think he should, if you could talk to him or something, to warn him that he's presenting his news in a professional manner.
Alex doesn't respond to my emails anymore. And, you know, I tried to warn him off Pizzagate and some other things that looked like false flags and everything. So I think you ought to direct your inquiry to Alex Jones or to his staff over at InfoWars and Prison Planet. Thank you for the call, Herman. We're going to switch over to Grayson in North Carolina. Aloha, Grayson. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Michael. How's it going?
It's going fine.
This is my first time hearing about your radio show, and I just wanted to call in because the supposed chemical bombings in Syria by Assad, the only thing that was not clear for me is that it would make no sense for him to do it. So I was wondering, like, what your thoughts might be on that.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. And we have had, like, three previous cases where they tried to claim Assad was gassing his own people, and all three were discredited by MIT, by the United Nations, by witnesses on the ground.
Wasn't the other one in 2013 around August?
Yeah, that one was the one that the MIT people said, no, it couldn't have happened that way. And then there was another one in 2014 where the UN inspector said, no, it was the rebels who were doing it. So we've been down this road before, and it doesn't make sense. Just days after Assad gets the Trump administration seal of approval to continue as Syria's president, and this chemical weapon attack happens, it's a desperate attempt to roll back that policy. And that's the only thing that does make sense about this.
That's what I was thinking, because a pro-Assad, the media manager for him, they had claimed that it was an attack on a rebel military depot.
Okay, we got to let you go. I'm sorry, we got to let you go and take a break for commercials. Thank you very much. We'll be back after these few words.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap, but did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And I got to tell you, out in California, they are going bonkers out there. We ran a story on What Really Happened today. Apparently, a guy bought some pizza for his date. and decided he was going to eat a slice at the bus stop, and he actually got a ticket for that. That's how weird it's getting out there in California. It's like living in a giant bowl of granola. What ain't fruits and nuts is going to be flakes. Now, the California Senate has passed the Sanctuary State Bill. This is Bill 54, introduced by Senate President Pro Tem Kevin DeLeon, was voted through 27-12 on a straight party line vote. Obviously, the Democrats for it, the GOP against. It's now heading to the Assembly. It's probably going to pass there. And DeLeon came on out and said the purpose of this bill is to make our communities safer. Really? Ask Sweden how that worked out. Anyway, another story that's coming on out from the newamerican.com is talking about this Missouri woman who was involved in this resettling of migrants, and she's blowing the whistle on the United Nations and federal schemes and Soros NGOs. And she says they're just flying in huge numbers of unvetted refugees from Africa and the Middle East, many of whom are carrying diseases, and they get off the plane, they're handed passports, social security numbers, and a vast array of tax-funded benefits. This is that New World Order global plan to blur all of the various regions' populations together into one mass. It's a campaign to destroy all sense of a regional, historic, or ethnic identity. Because people who have a strong sense of who they are, where they come from, they're much harder to control. And we've been seeing attacks. First it was on the Confederate flag, and now we have a situation where high school students who are wearing red, white, and blue are being denounced as racist. Now the good news is, last month, March, 2,070 refugees arrived in the United States of America. That was a 54% drop from February. The numbers are going down, both for the refugees and also the illegal immigrants. That's really fallen off, because the illegal immigrants are now starting to understand they're not going to get the free stuff they were promised. They're not going to be protected, except in these sanctuary cities and sanctuary state, all of whom are in violation of Title VIII. Every member of that California Senate who voted for that bill ought to be locked up. Now, as you know, over in the EU, they're having a huge problem with the refugee crisis there. Poland and Hungary have already started closing their borders off and saying, we can't take anymore. And the European Union has issued an ultimatum to Poland and Hungary: accept more migrants or leave. That could backfire on Brussels. We'll be right back after station identification.
Folks, let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game, at the top of your game, with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.